A Present-Day Challenge to Prayer, written by Captain Carey. Chapter 9, being read by Peter John Parises, also known as Brian Dean. The Way of Peace, Church Difficulties Overcome in the Spirit's Power. How the Spirit of Dissension was Quenched at Syokot. At the first convention that I attended at Syokot, the Evil One made a desperate attempt to destroy the whole work. At the previous conventions, some terrible confessions had been made both by missionaries and Indian workers, and at the convention that I attended, sins were revealed that shocked all persons present. Some few that attended were exceedingly annoyed and wanted the committee to consider the question and decide either that there should be no public confession or else that men and women should be separated and men should confess at men's meeting and women at women's meetings. These people wanted the committee to meet them to discuss the whole matter. The reply of the committee was, "Let us meet together to pray over the matter." These men would not, and said that it was useless to pray until the question had been decided. As I was an outsider, I heard the arguments on both sides. I did not like to hear open confession of the sins of immorality. But I deplored the spirit manifested by some of the people who were against confessions. One young fellow, thumping the table with rage, said, "I'll smash the whole convention." I had a quiet talk on the subject with Hyde. He was one of the committee and manifested such a tender, loving spirit and was so sane through it all that I was greatly impressed. He said that the committee had never called for confessions, that it was the Spirit of God that had moved men to confess. He said that he felt that legislation on the question and setting apart special meetings for confessions would be like taking the matter out of the Holy Spirit's hand, and it would, in one way, give sanction to open confession. I well remember how earnestly he said that the sin of immorality was more prevalent among the Christians than anyone dreamt, and that the Holy Spirit saw that extreme measures were needed to get men to realize the sin. "Some men, I fear," said Hyde, "are guilty and afraid that the Holy Spirit will compel them to confess." How tenderly he spoke of these men, how confident he was that the Lord at the right moment would reveal clearly his will in the matter. It was one of the darkest hours of the Syokot convention, and yet Hyde's face was full of joy, for he knew that victory was assured. Victory came. Those who opposed confession went together to the prayer room, hoping to discuss the question. Hyde was praying, several others of the committee were praying, and they gave such a hearty welcome to those men to pray with them that they did so. And after some time, McJimmy Patterson, one of the members of the committee, spoke, and spoke with such power that the discussion dropped. He showed that no member of the committee had ever urged public confession. All that the committee desired was implicit obedience to the Holy Spirit. These men said that they, too, desired that all men should obey the Spirit. And then someone began to praise God, and all joined in singing, and the prayer room became once more a praise room. I realized then, in a new way, how much better it would be to settle our differences by meeting together to pray, by allowing the Holy Spirit to have His way with us. Since then, I have put this matter more than once to the test. When at committee meetings or conferences, disputes arose and feelings ran high, when men began to get excited and fight for their own opinions, the best way to meet all this was to keep quiet in a corner, praying that the Holy Spirit might come and reveal His will and direct men's thoughts in the right path. How wonderfully He has led us out of the mazes and brought peace and happiness to men's minds. This was Hyde's way of meeting difficulties, and this was the way of the Master. Shall this be our way? Whatever may be the trouble, let us put ourselves in the right attitude towards God, and then wait for the Holy Spirit to work in us to do what is right. This, then, is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:5-7. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. 1 John 3:14. He was in our hearts, observed one of his friends in India. We honored him. We loved him. We thanked God for him. We prayed for his longer continuance among us. We rejoiced in the good he was doing. We are sadly bereaved. He was one of those little ones of whom Christ affirms that whosoever receiveth them receiveth him. To no one indeed would he give occasion to despise him, but all the dignity to which he aspired was to be their servant, among whom he labored for Jesus' sake. A more perfect character, says one who bore the burden and heat of the day with him in India, I never met with nor expected to see on earth. During the 4 years we were fellow laborers in this country, I had no less than 6 opportunities of enjoying his company, and every opportunity only increased my love and veneration for him. Life of Reverend H. Martin.